The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Let's see. What is Mr. Gold saying this morning? 21.93. Just under its all-time high of just over 2,200 of a few days ago. Central banks are still purchasing gold hand over fist. I think this is Mr. Gold saying that in spite of what Powell is saying, they're not going to get control of the spending. You think that might be what's going on here, what the market is mentioning here? Gold at 2,200, silver about 24 and a half right now. Silver has yet to pop, but gold and crypto, yeah, they seem to be pretty much darlings at the moment in spite of all the. Yeah, I know we could talk about Trump and the Truth Social and DJT on the stock market. Hey, that's all fine and good. But when you're looking at trying to protect some wealth for whatever may be coming down the pike, nothing better than having some gold in the safe or some safe place outside of the conventional system. And for that, you talk to my friends, Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers, Mark and Andre and the whole crew. Good people. Been one of my longest-term sponsors, forever. I can't remember when they weren't a sponsor, really, and it's because they provide a great local service. This is where you go to get gold, silver, buy, sell, trade, whatever the case might be. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland and 6th and G by appointment in downtown Grants Pass. They're number 482-3715 to get that appointment, by the way. Good people. And if you have collectible items, too, collectible banknotes, things like that, sure, they'll find a great payout for you. Or if you're looking at gold at practically $2,200 an ounce and you bought it at $500, or whatever the case, maybe you're saying, all right, I'm going to cash my chips in right now. Nothing wrong with that either. One way or the other, whatever you need, trust the recognized experts. Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers. Or you might be like me, just want to continue to accumulate too as the central banks continue to buy, because obviously they're thinking something might be up and maybe you should join them. I don't know. JayAustinBrokers.com, GrantsPassCoins.com, and also FortuneReserve.com. Jay Austin. Go there today.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
One of each, Forte VIN 731586, MSRP 21.
Prevnar20.com.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Let me tell you a little bit about Colonel Retired John Mills, National Security Pro, service in five eras, Cold War, Peace Dividend, War on Terror, World in Chaos, and right now the Great Power Showdown, and it's a fight to save our republic. I would add here, Colonel, maybe what's left of the republic. He's also former director of cybersecurity policy, strategy, and international affairs at the Department of Defense. John's a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy, too. In other words, gosh, you live, eat, and breathe this stuff, don't you, Colonel? Welcome back to the show. Great to have you on.
Hey, Bill. Yeah, thank you. Now, this has been my life for, 40 years here is one form or another is working national security matters in uniform or as a civilian for the U.S. government. So, this has been my specialty.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit first before we go on to the attack in Moscow posting of recent days here. But you have a book out, War Against the Deep State. Colonel Retired John Mills, of course, the author of that. That's you. And give us the breakdown of that. Is it just as it sounds or a little more to it?
Well, this is the foundation of the mass surveillance system, which I was part of, and it was done lawfully, starting in 2007 at the end of the Bush administration. But it went on, and I was the senior Department of Defense lead for it. Went on, but it really spun out of control after I had departed, and it was really weaponized by the Obama Biden folks into unlawful behavior. And so it talks about this foundation of what we're seeing is the collusion with big tech and big government. And then, this really gave rise to the unlawful fourth, fifth, and sixth branches of government, the administrative state, and the collusion between big tech and big government and the surveillance state.
On the Substack channel, by the way, you have a Substack channel, too, where people can can sign up and also support you on this one. It's Colonel R.E.T. John. And we're going to talk about one of those postings here that you had the other day, attack in Moscow. And is it unusual to be a little distrustful about what you're hearing from both sides about what happened in Moscow a few days ago with this ISIS-K attack? This is what is claimed, ISIS-K attack, and more than 100 Russian citizens killed. And the Biden administration didn't say much about this for a while, but then the claim comes out, oh, but we warned them. And then there's a part of me that says, would they even believe us if we did? There's not a lot of trust going on right there. I guess we'll start there. Would that be a fair assessment of what we're looking at from both sides of this?
Yeah. The essence of national security and building an effective national security team is its transparency and its authenticity and its trustworthiness. I do not doubt that we likely handed the information to Moscow about a possible attack. Mm-hmm. However, the Russians are just totally psycho about double, triple fake out. So they're very untrusting of anything you give them anyway. But then you throw in the mix Jake Sullivan as the national security advisor and the whole Biden team, which has very low credibility with even our partners. So you hand information. I have no doubt that we actually did give them, and this was not meant to be, it was our obligation to protect American citizens, protect, and we do have information sharing arrangements where we do this even with the Russians and the Chinese. But this, the problem, the Russians are difficult to deal with anyway, mm-hmm. and then you throw into the mix an untrustworthy Biden team that, come on, Jake Sullivan, are you kidding me? The guy who was behind, one of the key players behind the 2016 Russia. He has very little credibility. And I'm just saying, I'm an agnostic professional observing his behavior and how he's perceived. So this just nothing went right. But this is the problem with the Obama Biden team, that they, even our allies and partners, don't trust them.
What about the knowledge released, the knowledge that I've been reading, I imagine you would address this too, that ISIS was a creation of U.S. intelligence at some point within the Middle East, the larger Middle East conflict. Do you know? Or can you comment on that?
Well, I mean, from the unclassified sources that I've read, I don't think it's unrealistic to say that we did have some fingerprints on the creation of ISIS as a counter to Al-Qaeda.
Right.
But this is the danger of compartmented covert activity. It spins out of control. It's just like, did we have a hand in the creation of Al-Qaeda? Well, I mean, technically, yeah, we kind of did, because they were one of many groups we partnered with to defeat the Soviets in Afghanistan. It wasn't that the Reagan team said, hey, we're going to create this thing called Al-Qaeda. No. But this, the danger, you deal with multiple parties in these. Listen, I've helped raise 6 foreign national militaries, and you don't know who you're dealing with most of the time. And it's always fractious. It's always splintered. You never know when a group is going to split away and do things that you didn't want them to do. So did we have a hand in creating ISIS? I mean, it appears that the Obama-Biden team did have. I'm not totally going to give them a pass on this, because it's not exactly like the Reagan team saying, hey, we're going to beat the Soviets in Afghanistan. It was John Brennan at CIA who's a very himself a very untrusted figure, who may be a convert to Islam, which there's nothing wrong with that. We're a diverse country. But his secretive nature on this, if he's the director of the CIA, we need transparency on these matters.
You know something, Colonel, one thing I would say, though, is that, it's no problem to convert to Islam, except, though, when Islam, by its very nature, when dealing with the infidel, when you're in technically an infidel country, so to speak, you can lie to that infidel country about your true intentions. So isn't that something to be concerned about in our in our intelligence agencies.
I don't pretend to be an expert on Islam, the Islamic faith, but that concept of taqiyya, yes, it is absolutely acceptable to lie to an infidel. And so here we have somebody who's converted to Islam, which a basic tenet is lying to the infidel, and he's the director of the CIA. Geez, I have a question about that.
Yeah.
You know, we polygraph everybody, but guess who gets thrown out in the modern environment of counterintelligence when they're polygraphed? Well, a lot of them are evangelical Christians. Why? Because they have a concept of truth, honesty, transparency, and yet we have people like John Brennan flying through these no problem, and our worst security breaches have been from those who have passed the polygraph. So this is insanity. So yeah, I do have we are a diverse country. Nothing wrong with converting to Islam, but however, comma, we have a huge problem here because of concepts like taqiyya. And John Brennan, who, you know, one time I was meeting with John Brennan in the White House Situation Room with some other folks, and, you know, got kicked out because Obama was coming down in there. You know, so who is this guy we're dealing with who we've given him the reins of the CIA during the Obama years? We don't even know who this guy is.
Yeah. And of course, now he's still on major networks, you know, spouting his stuff. Colonel retired John Mills with me this morning. Back to the attack in Moscow, though. You start the article off with, there was an American warning, but was it a serious warning? Was it contrived or part of a double, triple fake out or false flag, right? This is why, in other words, you're putting yourself in the shoes of the Russians, right? And how they wouldn't be trusted with such a warning.
Yeah, well, the Russians / Soviets are, it is in their, deep in their DNA and psyche to be absolutely hysterically paranoid about everything. Why? Because everybody lies about everything. Be back to czarist and pre-czarist days. They lie about everything. They lie to each other. So every day they believe, and when somebody opens their mouth, they're automatically trying to fake them out. Believe me, I've had to deal with this, okay? So that's what you're dealing with, a flawed psyche in the Russian DNA going back to pre-czarist days. And then you throw into the mix Jake Sullivan, who nobody trusts. Mm-hmm. Like, well,
heck, we don't trust him as Americans. We don't trust Jake Sullivan, right, John?
We don't. Our key Five Eyes partners don't trust Jake Sullivan. So why in the world would the Soviets, who are already hysterically paranoid, trust anything that's given to them? And then Jake, who has a track record of lying, yet he's the national security advisor. Well, what do you think? Is it going to be an absolute god-awful mess, which is what it became?
I want to be clear here, John, that I am not a Russian apologist, nor am I a Russophobe, okay, one way or the other.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that the coverage of what happened in Russia has been in Western media has all been pretty much negative, and all we're hearing about is the look what they're doing. They beat up the guys, you know, they're accused of it. They caught the people. I don't know. You think maybe this was one of those? Could this actually be a false flag? You know, in which Russia would do this to itself, or could there be another country that you think may be involved in this kind of attack, trying to spin up World War III, which seems to be the real globalist goal right now? What do you think?
Oh, I take nothing off the table at this point in time. And like you, I am absolutely straight down and totally agnostic. I'm not pro-Russia. I'm not anti-Russia. Mm-hmm. And this is where groups will just freak out because you don't fall in with their party line of either bashing Russia or cozying up to Russia. So, we can trace this. The modern tragedy of post-World War II was Madeleine Albright during the Clinton years, who was a Russia hater. At the one time where we could have approached Russia and created a historic rapprochement between the two countries, Madeleine Albright hated Russia. And it just, I mean, I could never make sense out of it. Where did this hatred come from? And that peeps over during the Obama years. Hey, I'm at this point in time, I'm a career professional civilian inside the U.S. government. And I saw this during the Obama years. I go, well, if you guys hated Russia so much, where were you during the Cold War? You know, you got during the Cold War, you got, you know, Ted Kennedy of '84 tried to cut a deal with the Soviets, you know, through the green, this nuclear freeze movement, which was funded by the KGB, to defeat Reagan in the 84 election. I mean, this is the problem with the Democrats. They, many of the, on the liberal side, they absolutely, you know, they fell over. They loved the Soviets.
Is the current system, though, as currently constructed, Colonel Mills, are the Democrats, though, just taking whatever position it takes to destroy the country by drawing us into another war in this particular case, hating Russia, and along with the neoconservatives, too? Let's be honest about that. Okay.
Well, I think, and this is where, you know, in the swamp, in the D.C. area where I still live and work, you know, this is, they are, I don't see how you can come to any other conclusion, is they are creating mayhem to further their outcomes of creating utopia. And there is a merged uniparty that has come out of this. And yeah, they don't want, you know, 84% of Americans who identify this in the book Oregon as the deep state. They don't want the 84% of Americans who believe there is a deep state to actually call them on this and hold them accountable. So they are going to constantly create chaos as, in their mind, a way to move toward a more perfect world, whether it be everybody's driving an electric vehicle, everybody's eating Bill Gates' meat made in a laboratory, so who knows what.
Well, Colonel, what if we were end up to getting to the point of their perfect world where that uniparty, once half of the American population, vaporized in a you know, battle conflict in order to save the planet?
Yeah.
I mean, would they go that far, do you think?
I would not. I take nothing off the table at this point in time. And this is where you know, some of my former colleagues get all bent out of shape. You know, that's not true. Well, I mean, their behavior is explaining, you know, their motives, and what comes out of their mouth is what in their heart. You know, we had, you know, Supreme Court Justin Ketanji Jackson Brown, far more worried with the Missouri v. Biden case in front of the Supreme Court last week. You know, she was worried about hamstringing the federal government. Well, excuse me, newsflash, that's exactly what the Constitution was meant to do, was to hamstring the federal government.
Yeah, that whole conversation, and by the way, not just with Democrats, with Democrat-appointed justices, seemed to me to be a total inversion of the First Amendment. Know the purpose of it, and that we're supposed to be thinking about hamstringing the government.
Yeah. Her gut reaction was to protect the federal government, not the American citizen.
And I can't say that many of the other justices are all that different from her, if you look at the transcript. But anyway, Colonel, let me touch on, I had a question that's submitted by a listener, knowing that you were coming on. All right, and Jim Bob says, Bill, I have a question for Colonel John Mills. This attack in Russia that was warned about by the U.S. Embassy in Kirby in a press conference, this seems to me to be a new and Operation Gladio-style, unconventional escalation of terrorism warfare that reeks to me of Victoria Nuland. I believe Victoria Nuland even warned Russia and the FSB of such as she departed her previous role in Ukraine. And he was wondering what Colonel Mills thinks about this, or those concerns. Is there anything to go on there, in your opinion?
Well, Victoria Nuland, her heritage, remember, she used to be a Bushie and worked in the Bush White House. She clearly is a member of the Uniparty, and you know, she is trouble. She is a female version of Jake Sullivan. You know, she is one of the people that needs to be held accountable, because she has just caught. See, these experts, the more these experts touch these international situations, the worse the situation becomes. So what's the answer? We need to tell them to stop touching these world situations, push away from the keyboard, don't do anything, because the more they touch it, the worse it becomes. And Victoria Nuland is nothing but trouble. She's a Jake Sullivan. So she needs to be held accountable. And, you know, when we get a truth commission here, with the return of Donald J. Trump to the White House, we need to hold these people accountable and responsible. And she is trouble.
Let me touch on that politics which you brought up there, Colonel. And that is the possible return of former President Trump to be the next president of the United States. Is state reformable under political power and under conventional political control these days any longer? Or is it just going to just move on as it always has been? It seems to be impervious to reform.
You said state, meaning like the deep state, or you mean State Department?
Well, I look at the State Department and part of the administrative state is one of the same two. I don't know. I mean, we're talking about lifers there. The ones, the people that, who was that guy that that did the phone call? Oh, Vindman. Remember Vindman? You know, the lifers.
Oh, my gosh.
The lifers in the system there who really don't give a crap who's the president. They're going to do what they think is right within the system.
Yeah. And his older brother is running. I'm in Virginia 7 with Abigail Spanberger, and she's dropping out to run for governor. Mm-hmm. He's running, you know, total psychos. He made full colonel. His brother, the one who made the infamous call, he departed the military. These people are trouble. And this is the essence, you know. So here it is. It's, you know, Vindman listened in on a call, which is actually normal. You normally have note takers, but instead, what did he do? Instead of upholding his sworn duty to the Constitution, he decided to weaponize and distort and pervert the notes from that phone call and jump in with both feet on the Russia collusion, which we now know from Durham's report, we know is totally fake and contrived. So yeah, we have to clean house. That's the idea.
But is the house cleanable? That's the question I'm asking, Colonel Mills. Is it cleanable?
If it's not cleanable, so you're questioning the foundations of our constitutional republic.
Yes,
so
I am.
Well, no, I don't think we should ever question our constitutional republic. We have to. We have the most perfect system of governance. It is imperfect. But it's the closest to perfect that's ever been created in human existence. Has it been perverted? You bet it has. Does it need to be? Do we need to press the reset button? Absolutely. But we should never question the essence of our framework for a constitutional republic. There is no better form of governance in human history.
Oh, I wasn't knocking that. I'm just saying that you know, the revolution was, you know, how Garrett wrote back in the 1940s or 50s, I think he wrote that piece in which the revolution was actually in the rearview mirror. You know, we're thinking that the revolution is, you know, fascists goose-stepping down the streets today, when the revolution was the growth of the administrative state back in, FDR's time. And we continue to just kind of glom onto it, right? It seems to be...
We now know, you know, FDR's administration was riddled with Soviet spies.
That's right.
Alger Hiss at State Department. And then it was right immediately after, during Truman, that's one of the three unlawful forms of government in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. The fourth being the administrative state, the fifth being the collusion between law enforcement and big tech, the sixth being the nonprofits. But the administrative state traces to the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act under Truman. And this is where we realized, hey, we need a process. How do you translate law into regulation? And a lot of people don't really understand the difference. There is a difference between law and regulation. Regulation is how you implement a law. And the language in a law is not always written in a manner and tone that somebody can open up a regulation book and say, ah, this is what I'm supposed to do. So the 1946 APA created this monstrosity where the regulation was law in itself. Oh, no. Regulation, this is the problem, like with the Environmental Protection Agency here. Their edicts, which are regulation, are treated as if they were law. And this is where they've been shellacked by the Supreme Court in the last couple of years and beaten down. These bottom line, yes, I think we can press a reset and clean up. But it's going to be – we're going to need a couple of terms here, which might mean a second and third term or third and fourth term, depending on how you want to count it with the Trump administration. But we got to come in strong. Project 2025, we hit the ground running, and we're going to have to hold people accountable, and we're going to have to. Our military leadership is totally. We got a flawed military leadership. I know a number of these generals and admirals I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Well, hey, it looks like a perfect storm, though. I mean, people from the outside looking in, right? We would look at this and go, boy, just a perfect storm of anti-Americanism within the system,
Well, it's General Milley, who, to be honest, never had a good reputation, even when he was chief of staff of the Army. A lot of people were uncomfortable with him, and then became chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He was trouble, and now he's retired. First thing he does is fly to Davos to be with the WEF, and now he's an expert on artificial intelligence. Well, the guy wouldn't know artificial intelligence from Windows 10 or Outlook emails that landed on his head.
Well, you know what we need to do, Lieutenant Mills? We need to feed him mealworm sandwiches. He should be living the World Economic Forum diet exclusively and see how he likes it first. We'll get back to you on that. So the bottom line here, though, when it comes to this attack in Moscow, as we circle around and close the situation, who can we trust on this? I mean, how do you determine who to believe on this one? Because I get the impression I don't believe my own government. I certainly can't believe Putin either. There's so many.
This is the challenge, and this is, you know, this is the complexity of international situations. Even in the run up to World War II, you know, a lot of people, you know, said this German leader guy, well, you know, he's really not such a bad guy. Why do we want to tangle with him? We kind of learned, and Imperial Japan, you know, marching all over China, you know, what's the big deal? Who cares? It has nothing to do with us. We learned. And so that's a great question. Who can we trust? And that's where we need to return a better level of trust and confidence in the American constitutional republic system. We have globalist uniparty villains that have taken over, and we need to show them the door and hold those who are careerists and burrowed in. We need to say, look, you either uphold your sworn oath to the Constitution or find a new career.
Colonel retired John Mills. In fact, you can find out more about him on Substack, Colonel Rhett, R-E-T, John.substack.com. I'll put that up on KMED.com. Also, the 9millgroup.com. Is that another one of your day jobs there, Colonel?
Yeah, that's kind of my umbrella of the different activities that I do. But the Colonel R.E.T. John, Substack Getter and Truth. But the Substack is where you'll get my daily font of wisdom on these matters.
Yeah. And, of course, get a copy of the book War Against the Deep State by Colonel retired John Mills. John, always a good talk, interesting talk. And, boy, I'll tell you, it's who do you believe? Who do you trust in an untrustworthy time there? I hope that you're right, though, that the system is still reformable, because it seems so dark, so obtuse, so clouded that, you know, can the Republic see its way straight out of it? I'll give you the final word, then we'll thank you and off we go.
Yeah, absolute faith. I'm a Churchill guy. Never give up. Never surrender. And the American form of government is the worst system in the world, except for all others. And that's what Churchill, paraphrasing, said.
I think there was a similarity. Didn't he also once say that the Americans will do the right thing after they do all the other wrong things first, or, you know, paraphrasing something like that? Right?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. Yeah, absolutely.
Colonel, pleasure talking with you. Thanks for coming on, and I hope to have you back. You take care. Be well.
Keep up the fight in Oregon.
Yeah, we certainly will. There's a lot to fight for sure. Lieutenant retired Colonel John Mills. It is 8:38 at KMED, KCMD.
March is Maintenance Madness Month at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. We want to remind you to check your fluids at least once a month to help avoid costly repairs. When you come in for any service at Kelly's, we do a thorough inspection that includes pictures and videos of the good and not so good of your car that are texted and emailed directly to you. You then decide what to fix and how to plan for the future. Check us out at kellysautomotive.com. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
The promise I made to my grandmother 20 years ago, to create a place that feels like home, with great food and caring people, and a really nice yard, continues today in Medford. The Springs Living was a dream that was created for my family, and we're still here today to make life just a little bit easier for yours.
This Springs at Anna Maria in Medford. Call 541-774-1822.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Did you also know that research has concluded people have almost as much fear about finding a new dentist as they do about going to the dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson, and here at Dental Excellence, we value the confidence and trust our patients have in us. My 20 years of experience and thorough training equals comprehensive dental care. From creating that perfect filling or doing that perfect root canal in my dental microscope, to restoring a patient's confidence with implant-supported dentures, we can do it all here at Dental Excellence. For those who need, I am highly trained and certified in IV sedation and the art of creating a comfortable, relaxed, stress-free environment. Are you looking for friendly, compassionate, personal care? Come and join our excellent dental family.
Call 541-779-6170 today for a free consultation. Dental Excellence.
Dental Excellence. Changing lives, one smile at a time.
Purchase a new Wayne Dalton garage door and genie opener and get $150 cash back at American Industrial Door. Now through April, choose a Wayne Dalton steel door, including modern, traditional, and carriage house styles, and get $100 cash back. Then pair it with a genie opener for another $50 cash back. American Industrial Door will help you find the perfect mix of style and functionality to replace your old door. See the possibilities at America Industrial Door showrooms on Crater Lake Avenue in Central Point and in Grants Pass on Union Avenue.
If you have an Alexa device, you can listen to great news and talk anytime by first asking Alexa, enable KMED. After enabling the skill, you can listen to the most popular talk personalities like Bill Maher and Lars Larson, plus local news and weather 24 hours a day by just asking her to play KMED. Alexa streaming on KMED is made possible by Megan McPherson at Farmers Insurance, Father and Son Jewelry, Violets and Cream, and Pacific Healthcare Training.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Ah, crazy times. Happy to take your calls, though. 770-5633. Ron, you wanted to add a little something to what Colonel retired John Mills was doing. Go ahead.
Yes, to enhance, if President Trump were to get into office, he should fire everybody who is fireable. And bureaucracy and other will, cause a new oath of office to be brought about where the person swears an oath to the people and the Constitution not to violate their rights and property, but then to rehire those who hire onto that, and thereby giving him the authority and the power and the control to continue as he needs without all this bushwhacking.
Yeah. Right. Question is, do you think that there are enough honest people left in Washington, D.C. willing to work for that issue?
Yeah. To answer your question, yes, I think there are others who are constitutionally upset with what's going on, and they would be very happy to kind of step in and promote the Constitution and oppose anybody who is opposed to the Constitution.
All right. All right. I hope you're right about that, Ron. We go to line two, which is Dave. Dave, you wanted to thank Captain Bill Simpson for actually having done a great job yesterday in Siskiyou County. Fire away.
Yeah, I watched it on Siskiyou News because I couldn't go. I didn't have a ride. But I wanted to thank him. He did a good job on everything he said there, even though the KRC was and the people that were not in favor of it kind of tried to attack him personally. But I think he held his mud and did it the right way. And now that it's been passed, thank God, not only should they send it to the governor, they should of Newsom, they should send a copy to the Oregon's governor, and then they should send one to FEMA and the White House, President Biden.
Okay, I guess my question is, why would they continue with the destruction of the dams if we're already having problems with that? But that is a question for another day, Dave. All right, let me go to line three. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Hello?
Yeah, Bill, it's Lucretia.
Yeah, Lucretia, what's up?
Oh, well, just, you know, as much as I love Dennis Kucinich, again, I go back to that.
Okay. All right. Don't give me 40 names. Keep it tight.
Okay. DC intelligence report that said, you know, we're not going to be able to even take care of the country or the world, much less the country. But so this is bigger. And Dr. McCullough printed up an article on Shadowgate, and it shows both sides are totally controlled by insiders that do all this. So we're not going to win right or left. I mean, they're controlling both sides. Anyway, it's a really good documentary.
So we don't win right or left. All right. And so what?
It's bigger than that. They're controlled. They're blackmailed.
But you see, to me, that sounds like a recipe for, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, what are we going to do? You can't just elect the Republicans if they're blackmailed or given billions of dollars.
Oh, okay. All right. So our solution is to sit at home and think there's no solution.
What's your solution? Given it to high up above all the political people that they're being controlled, what's your solution?
What is my solution? My solution would probably not be something I wish to verbalize. How about that?
Okay.
All right. I will leave it at that. Let me go with line one. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Hello?
Deplorable Patrick here, Bill, in my office.
Yes, you're on DP. Go ahead.
Well, in a perfect world, I'd call tomorrow, but I might not be able to call tomorrow, so I just want
That's all right. Lucretia called in with the conspiracy of all conspiracy calls, so you might as well. Go ahead.
She set the tone. All right. Mm-hmm. So I really like what you said not long ago. We have to live by truth. And I just wanted to tell you about a little occurrence a while back out in Eagle Point when I asked a pastor, and I got in trouble with him. I said, what does an Easter bunny have to do with the birth of Christ? I mean, with the resurrection of Christ. Oh, well, you know, he changed the subject. And I would ask you the same question. What does an Easter bunny have to do with the resurrection of Christ? And why do we play games with God? And Paul the Apostle foretold that the church would be turned to fables. And that's what we see now.
You know something? That's a very interesting point that you made there. Because the Easter Bunny really has nothing to do with the Christ story, does it? The resurrection.
Well, what about the Easter basket?
Perhaps it has more to do with Cadbury needs to sell some cream eggs.
Do we teach our kids to have Easter egg hunts to celebrate the resurrection of Christ? What's that? Could somebody explain that to me?
I'll have to look that up. I'll get back to you, okay?
That's great, Bill.
I can't solve all the world's problems. But you know what I can do? I can feed you. Not an Easter egg, but I could get you maybe an Easter lunch or dinner over at Diner 62. Let's start with caller 8 at 770-563-3, 770-KMED. And you know Diner 62. 8-ounce New York steak and eggs is special right now and on the weekends. Some of the best taco salads in the valley. Avocado available on the burgers. Crispy chicken sandwich is delicious. Oh, and they sent me a special last week of pork chop with eggs. It's another special right now and on the weekends. And I had it with one pork chop last Friday, but you can get it with two. All right, two pork chops. Not one, but two. 770-5633, call number 8. You get to play after news, okay?
It's home show season. The next one for Johnson Builders will be Southern Oregon Home Show at the Jackson County Expo in early May. But you don't have to wait to get low home show pricing right now for any building you need. From a small shop to a huge riding area, residential or commercial, Johnson Builders is the leading authority on post and frame construction in the region. So get a quote on your project and take advantage of special home show pricing. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
News sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Cerna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. The city of Phoenix will soon see the construction of a new affordable housing community, which will provide 72 new units. The Pacific Flats housing community is aimed to provide affordable housing to families recovering from the 2020 Alameda fire. The property will consist of 5 3-story buildings and a clubhouse with amenities like a fitness center. It's located just off South Pacific Highway on the 4,000 block north of downtown. Pacific Flats is a collaboration of affordable housing development companies, Commonwealth Development Corporation, and WNC & Associates Incorporated. Construction will start within the next few weeks. The city manager of Phoenix says that they're looking forward to more affordable housing options for residents. Pacific Flats is projected to be completed by summer of 2025. And as spring arrives, it's important to remember to remove studded tires by March 31st. ODOT says long-term weather forecasts this year do not support an extension of the studded tire season. Studded tires cause about $8.5 million in damage to state highways each year, according to a 2014 study. Driving with studded tires after the deadline can result in a $165 fine. To stay up to date on the latest road conditions, check Trip Check in Oregon or Quick Map in California. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Serna, and have a great Wednesday.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
One of each Forte VIN 731586 MSRP 21710 3500 due. Sportage VIN 185367 MSRP 3590 4499 due. 10K miles per year. Zero security deposit. All incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 3/31/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's Payment Wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS Automatic, just $149 a month lease, or a new 2024 Kia Sportage LX, only $199 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com. To get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia, like Forte's, $149 a month, Sportage's, $199 a month, during the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
It's 8:51, Diner 62 Real American Quiz, and we're talking about yesterday in history, March 26th of 1945. And let me go to Don. Hello, Don. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, very good.
Don, we're talking about fighting on Iwo Jima ended. It was yesterday, March 26th of 1945, and the island was declared secure. Okay? So the West Pacific volcanic island, Iwo Jima, declared secured. Americans started applying pressure to the Japanese defense of Iwo Jima over a year before, in February 1944, and we had B-24 and B-25 bombers raiding the island for 74 days straight. It was incredible. Longest pre-invasion bombardment of the war, necessary because of the extent to which the Japanese army, 21,000-plus strong, ended up fortifying the island above and below ground, including a network of caves. So what year did the last of the Japanese lay down their arms on Iwo Jima? So was it A, 1947, B, 1949, was it C, 1951, D, 1953, or was it E, 1957? What do you think about that?
1957.
1957, not this time. Sorry, Don, appreciate the call. Or like, let me go to Marty. Hello, Marty, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. I say 1949.
You say 1940. Boy, I didn't even have to tell you, right? You're going to stick with 1949?
I am.
Yeah.
You're a winner!
I got it.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah. Let me give you the backstory, though. 12 days earlier on March 14th, 12 days before declaring Iwo Jima secure, the U.S. announced its occupation of the island, but fighting didn't cease for almost two more weeks. Estimated that as many as 3,000 continued to resist within the various cave systems. By August, most had either been killed or captured or had surrendered, but one group didn't lay down its arms until 1949. It was Kofuku Yamakage and Rikio Matsudo, two Imperial Japanese machine gunners, surrendered January 6th of 1949. And they co-wrote a book in 1968 of their experiences, too. All the way, of the 21,000 Japanese soldiers that were on Iwo Jima at the beginning of the battle, only 216 were taken prisoner, some of whom were only captured because they had been knocked unconscious or otherwise disabled. The vast majority killed in action. And some Japanese did not lay down their arms until the 1970s, including Lieutenant Hiro Onoda, who had surrendered on the Philippines island of Lubang. Is it Lubang or Lubang? I don't know. But it was March of 1974. He held out on the island for 30 years, since 1944, and he refused to surrender until he was relieved of duty by his former commanding officer, who was flown to Luvang to formally relieve Onoda. So he was not going to take no for an answer. Onoda, I guess. Interesting story. But we're going to send you to Diner 62 because you had the right answer, okay? Hang on.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. We'll do this again maybe tomorrow or Friday. I forget when we get the next question. Hang on.
Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company takes pride ensuring their customers get fresh, clean water from field to tap. Here's a review from Joe.
I had a water softener in my well pump house and a reverse osmosis system installed. I had absolutely no problems before, during, or after the installation. The on-time technician was professional, knowledgeable, and skilled. I would absolutely recommend Siskiyou Pump Service.
Providing fresh water for Rogue Valley residents for over 50 years. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
American Wrencher Garage is your premier auto care provider, serving Medford, Central Point, and the Rogue Valley, providing nothing less than the highest quality standard of professionalism on every single service and repair. Call today. Appointments are available for oil change to engine change. Get the peace of mind you deserve at American Wrencher Garage on Biddle, across from Elmer's. 499-6673. 499-6673. American Wrencher Garage. We stand behind every job we do with service you can trust.
Congratulations to Bob R., winner of the metal roof giveaway from Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Here's his story.
Winning was a total shocker. I never win anything. But thanks to the amazing team at Westfall Roofing, Inc., my home now has a stunning new roof. From the brothers to every single employee, their professionalism and efficiency were top-notch. They even went above and beyond by helping with some extra junk removal. Not only does my home look better than ever, but its value has also skyrocketed. Thank you, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Joel here at Butler Ford, and if you're looking for a big truck with a small payment, I got you covered. Ford Super Duties are back in stock with lease deals where you can get a Ford F-250 for only $445 a month. For $445 a month, you can now tow and haul with a brand new big shiny F-250. Nobody knows how to make lease deals work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck for a low lease payment, like $445 a month on a new Ford F-250. And lease payments are even lower on F-150 and Ford Escapes. Butler says yes to big discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford Super Duty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid, and EV.
42 monthly lease payments is 7,500 miles per year with 97.48 cash or trade due at signing. Excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle with a cap cost of $48,125 on approved financing through Ford Credit. Offer expires 3/31/24.
Hi, I'm Cassie from Clouser Drilling, and I'm on KMED.
Quick email of the day, sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. While you wait, Crowns, great people, right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. And people had asked about, Deplorable Patrick, why the Easter Bunny? Why the egg? And Reverend David LaBarbera says, Bill, Easter is a day of regeneration, the resurrection of Christ. The egg, forget the bunny, is a symbol of regeneration. Absolutely right, and certainly he would know about that. I think Patrick had more to do with the story of the Easter bunny. Well, the Easter bunny itself, according to BBC lore here, connected to pagan tradition and is thought to have become common in the 19th century. Rabbits usually give birth to a great big litter of babies called kittens, seen as a symbol of new life. I prefer the egg instead, all right? But thank you very much. Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Artisan Bakery Cafe is your go-to for all things delicious. Pastries and espresso bar beverages for all seasons and for all reasons. Amazing March features include delicious taste sensations like their Irish soda bread, chocolate Guinness cupcakes with Irish cream frosting, paired with a delicious Irish cream brevet or a peppermint patty mocha. So many treats just waiting for you. Perfect for that office party, gathering, or special event. Get to know the family at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer or visit artisanbakerymedford.com.
This is Bill Meyer. Appreciate you waking up mornings with me 6 to 9 on KMED and KCMD. But I get it. Life can be busy. Sometimes you might miss a show or segment or what did that guest say again? And that's when you can catch up and stay current with my podcast. The last 3 months of shows are available for free download and sharing on KMED.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling, and they're online at ClouserDrilling.com. And thanks to Clouser, you can drill into what really happened on The Bill Myers Show on KMED.com.
This is Bi-Coastal Media's KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, and KCMD Grants Pass.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.